But wait, there's more. Now how much would you pay? No, this is not Handy Ginsu Knives. This is Handy Voice Trick number 3. Now we said we talked about pitch, which wasn't that important because it happens by itself. We talked about resonance, which is very important and does not happen by itself and takes a lot of work. And now we're going to talk a little bit about dynamic range. Now you've seen how I said I couldn't achieve dynamic range for 6 months really, to the degree I have it now, after I had started doing voice this way. But why dynamic range? Why is it important? Well, listen to my voice when I talk. Just listen to what I'm saying. See, I'm hitting those high notes, but I'm hitting them only to make a point. And if you want to giggle, you know, you can giggle, but you've got to get into those high notes to do it, okay? Now, why is this? This is not something intrinsic of being particularly female, although women have access to that higher range. And believe me, when your voice is back here, you'll have an access to a much higher range of talking than you've ever had before. Once you have access to that range, people are going to use it. Women have more access, women use it more. As a result of that, because it's a more emotional, a more squeaky quality, women will hit that. That range is actually the same thing as falsetto. Listen. Yes! Yes! When I talk like that and I sustain it, it's falsetto. But when I go, yes, then it just sounds like yells, you know, but it's just hitting that falsetto area briefly and coming back down. That's what dynamic range is about. And even getting down and intimate and low and husky. I have a message on my answer phone at work that says, thanks for calling Melanie's Happy Acres, where reality is the stuff dreams are made of. Or is it dreams? Anyway, it's one of the two, but I use this husky voice. It's kind of the radio announcer, female radio announcer voice that comes on real husky. And now, at midnight on channel KBOY. Whoops, wrong channel. Anyway, you use that voice when you need to be more intimate. And I find in telephone conversations that women, when they're talking with men, as I've had some experience with in the past, hearing a conversation when a woman talks to a man, she is much more high-pitched, much more high-resonated, much more high in the dynamic range. Everything moves higher because she backs off from being confrontational. She takes the power out of her voice. Automatically in the business world, this kind of happens unless she's a real ice bitch who's trying to go after the career, in which case she'll keep that thing and get in there and be real rough and tough with her voice down all the time anyway, you see? But when a woman talks to a man on a phone, she's going to answer the phone in business with a high-pitched, good morning. And that's the same way I do when I answer the phone at the office. I go, good morning. However, when you find out it's a woman on the phone, then you begin to lower your pitch almost instantly. And if any of you will experience both worlds, you'll find that when you pick up a phone and somebody says, good morning, and you say, hi, I'd like to find out about such and such, she'll say, oh, okay, just a moment, I'll help you. And she'll lower her voice to a lower range. Men, when they deal with each other, deal in terms of a competition. Women deal in terms of a collaboration. That's a very distinct difference between the way men deal with men and women deal with women. Even men who are good friends are constantly competing, even in jest, even in fun. Hey, I did this better than you. No, I did this better than you. Whereas women are saying, this is what I did. Oh, I did that too. Oh, you did that? That means something to me also. They're comparative, not competitive. And in a male society, you'll find that women have a tendency to lower their voices with other women because rather than being in competition, they're in conspiracy. In other words, the second-class nature of women is not bring out the whip and crack it, but it's all pervasive. And a woman grows up with that. And growing up with it, she knows that in order to succeed against men, with the only way she has anybody who's really on her side is with another woman. And with another woman, the two of them can't be open about it because they'll get slapped back or kidded or ridiculed. And so what they do is they establish a rapport by lowering their voices, their dynamic range, and speaking in a more conspiratorial tone, where they can communicate as if they are in collusion against their male bosses. But dynamic range is much more than that. Femininity. What is femininity? What makes something feminine? Not whether it's male or female, but whether it is graceful and soft, or whether it is hard-edged and powerful. Hard-edged and powerful is masculine, whether or not it's male. And soft and graceful and delicate is feminine, whether or not it's female. One of the problems that we have in our society is that it's not all right for females to be masculine, and it's not all right for males to be feminine. Femininity and masculinity has nothing to do with anatomical sex, but it has a lot to do with how you use your voice. Now, to be soft and graceful with your voice, you will not have staccato, hard-edged things that are all in monotone. That's the way men speak. If I want to get more masculine, I will say, okay, I went down to the office today and I picked up some things that I needed and I brought them here and I worked with them at the house. Now, I still haven't changed from where I'm speaking my pitch much, just on the lower end. I haven't really changed the resonance, but I've gone monotone. And you can hear that when I go monotone and I talk about things, it's not nearly as interesting as if I have that dynamic range. But if I go into my more feminine voice and I say, you know, when I talk with a dynamic range that has highs, and it also goes down into the lows, it just has kind of a more sing-songy effect, and because of that, it gives kind of a feel that there's more of a grace and a flow. Notice to that, grace, flow, the way I went over the words and rounded their edges. This is the way that you're going to want to soften your enunciation. And when you have a single word, you can soften the incoming like, well, as opposed to well. You can soften the outgoing by saying something like pear tree. Instead of saying pear tree, you say pear tree, and you trail it a little bit. Or, if appropriate in your voice, you can put that two-tone kind of feel to it, if it's a good place in your speech to do that, such as, I went down, okay, down. A masculine voice would never say down. A masculine voice would say, I went down. Okay, I went down, but you say, I went down. You put the downness in the word. It's kind of the same thing the word means is used in the voice in that case. But you soften your words, and then you pitch some words higher and some words lower, like I just did there. Some words higher and some words lower. Now, this takes a lot of practice also, but it's not as hard as finding where to take the voice from, where to get that from. The practice that it takes is start with belly girl. This is what I did. I started by saying, like for sure, I went and saw my boyfriend and gagged me with a spoon. It was just like grody to the max, for sure. You know, for sure, totally. Well, when I started talking like this and I was doing real belly girl, you know, it was like, God, it helped me with my body English that we'll get into later, but also really helped me get off into the kind of, you know, vocal tones and resonances and enunciations and things I wanted. Enunciation. When you do this, you're going to be like totally enunciated. But it's too much. Just like if you take falsetto, it's too much and you have to bring it down. Or if you go ultra feminine in your resonance, like we talked about, you have to let it out a little more to be the woman of the 90s. Well, the same thing is that if you take your enunciation and you're doing it too far, too much, you're going to have problems.